The Great Terror, A Reassessment, by Robert Conquest. The book bears a dedication to Helena Alexandrovna and my other friends in the Soviet Union, who showed that even these events did not destroy the spirit of the people. This is followed by an author's preface as follows. It is a particularly appropriate moment to put before the public a reassessment of the Great Terror, which raged in the Soviet Union in the 1930s. First, we now have enough information to establish almost everything past dispute. Second, the terror is, in the immediate present of the 1990s, a political and human issue in the USSR. That is to say, it is on the most striking, the most critical, and the most important agenda of the world today. My book, The Great Terror, was written 20 years ago, though a certain amount of additional material went into editions published in the early 1970s. The brief period of Khrushchevite revelation had provided enough new evidence, in conjunction with the mass of earlier unofficial reports, to give the history of the period in considerable and mutually confirmatory detail. However, there was much that remained deduction, and there were occasional gaps, or inadequately verified probabilities, which precluded certainty. During the years since then, the Great Terror remained the only full historical account of the period, as indeed it does to this day. It was received as such, not only in the West, but also in most circles in the Soviet Union. I seldom met a Soviet official or academic, or émigré, who had not read it in English, or in a Russian edition published in Florence, or in Samizdat. Nor did any of them question its general accuracy, even if...